Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Stephen Price out from USU Extension. We're going to be talking about an upcoming beef quality assurance workshop they have coming to our local area on June 12th. Stephen, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So you and I were talking a bit beforehand, and this is something that, you know, for the more tenured ranchers in our community, not something you're necessarily going to have to sell them on, but for people who may not be familiar, maybe they're new to the cattle game, or maybe they've never stepped into the world of farming at all, what is the Beef Quality Assurance Workshop and Beef Quality Assurance Program?
Yeah, so essentially it boils down to best production practices to ensure that beef are being raised in a way that is most economical, in a way that is most the highest quality of care for those cattle as they're being raised and being set up to go to the sell barn and then eventually being sold. So really it's a national program that is focused. It helps ranchers produce the best quality beef that we can produce using the best practices.
And you know, that's the thing everyone wants is they want to know that their food is high quality, that these steps are being taken. This is a great way to learn or in some cases relearn these steps. So as we mentioned, this is coming up on June 12th, 4 to 7 p.m. out at USU Eastern in the Jennifer Lovett Student Center. What is this night going to kind of entail for those who attend?
Yeah, so we'll have a suite of speakers. So we go out of the national BQA curriculum. So we will have all of the chapters that we go through. And then at the very end, there's a short test that ranchers can take. And then with a passing grade, they'll get their 3-year certification and they'll be set up to sell under BQA.
And, you know, that's one of the biggest things. They want to have that BQA certification. See, like you mentioned, this could result in some higher prices once they head to that sell barn.
Yeah, buyers like seeing that because they know that best practices were implemented during growth.
You know, and I may not know the most about ranching, but I know a lot about buying food, and that's something that I definitely would be looking for. So if people are interested in attending, whether they're a new rancher or someone who's looking to renew that certification, how can they go about registering for this workshop?
So registration is free, but we are trying to get a head count ahead of time. So if they want to email me, call me, however they need to, get in touch with the local extension office here in Carbon County, and we'll get you signed up.
Now, as we look into the summer months, it's a warm summer, it's a dry summer. What are things like for you guys over at Extension? What's the atmosphere like over in the office?
Oh, things have been a little bit crazy. We had a warm spring and some frost. But now things are warming up and things are dry. So we're getting a lot of questions about, well, how much should I be watering? What's the best time to start watering? A lot of questions like that. And we're always more than willing to help talk through those things. Or if you're looking to do maybe some yard renovation, good time to start thinking about different things that you can integrate into the home landscape.
Now, with the water situation, how often do you recommend that we water? That's something I've been curious about as a new homeowner. That's a question I've been pondering myself.
That's a great question. So right now, if you haven't got out and watered those trees for spring, please do. We have been blessed to get a little bit of precipitation recently, but it's not enough to get down to that root zone. So go ahead, give those trees a nice drink down to 18 inches, nice deep drink. And then you can start watering your lawn if you're trying to get green up. You don't necessarily have to right now, but about once a week right now is all that takes.
And, you know, it's one of those things where, like you said, in the situation we find ourselves in, you just want to make sure that you keep that lawn alive in terms of roots. You don't need necessarily to be green. Everyone loves having a green lawn. But at the same time, right now, it's more important that you prioritize making sure that it stays alive.
Absolutely. Grass does a great job of staying in dormancy and waking up once it gets a drink. So don't feel bad about holding off watering right now.
Stephen, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Oh, just if you're interested in BQA, get a hold of us and we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun workshop and a great chance to help either regain or earn that certification. Again, USU Extension's Beef Quality Assurance Workshop coming up on June 12th, 4 to 7 p.m. out at USU Eastern in the Jennifer Lovett Student Center. You can register by getting in contact with our local Extension office. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.